This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew live on 7-5 Radio. It is Saturday, May 7th, 2022. We took a week off, catch up on some R&R. Anyways, want to say special hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the woman from the Onondaga, New York Fire Departments. Also, we have a very special guest with us. He is retired federal law enforcement officer, U.S. Air Force veteran, and author of the book Crisis of Character. We have Gary Byrne with us. But just before we get to Gary, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we want to remember Police Officer Andrew Barr of the Case, South Carolina Police Department. End of watch, April 24th, 2022. His killer is DOA. Also, Deputy Sheriff Nicholas D. Weiss of the Knox County, Illinois Sheriff's Office. End of watch, April 29th, 2022. His killer is in custody. And finally, Corporal Nick Tollier of the East Baton Rouge, Louisiana Parish Sheriff's Office. End of watch, May 5th, 2022. This killer has assumed room temperature. Anyways, like I said before, we have a special guest with us, Gary Byrne. He is a federal law enforcement officer, retired. He also is a very courageous, very brave man who wrote the book Crisis of Character, talking about Hillary Clinton, which helped Donald Trump assume the position in the White House. Also, he is a very, very, very nice guy. How's it going, Gary?
I'm very well. How are you? Thank you for having me on again.
It's our pleasure. Also, I forgot to say hello to my co-host and partner in crime, Walter Yerkew, even though I spoke to him a couple minutes before the show. Well, tell America how you doing.
America, I'm doing fine.
All right.
I'm doing okay.
Outstanding. Great. Gary, you're done your dance. If you have a subject you want to talk about first, let's get the show rolling. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about the Supreme Court. And, of course, everybody is all up in arms because somebody leaked something from the Supreme Court. And supposedly, according to the talking heads, that's never been done before. And here's the thing. You're dealing with a party that, refers to aborting children as a choice. So why would anybody be surprised that they're leaking private information from the justices in the public to the public to help raise awareness that they might overturn Roe v. Wade? And it just cracks me up when people are so aghast that somebody leaked it. I'm surprised it wasn't leaked earlier.
Right. Well, Gary, you work for an agency called the Secret Service. Now, the joke is if two people know about something, it's no longer a secret. But correct me if I'm wrong, in the swamp, if one person knows something, it's no longer a secret. Is that true?
No, that's absolutely true. It's one of the things that I learned the hard way, actually during Bill Clinton's impeachment, was that everything that we were telling these Justice Department lawyers and the Starr investigation people were going right back to the president, the West Wing, to certain senators. And we didn't realize it until later on down the road. But you're right. There is no, if you want to, the only way to keep a secret is if the other person died. That's what they used to say in Washington. So.
And unfortunately, Gary, better than anyone about people who bring secrets to the grave a little bit earlier than usual. But is there, Gary, in your opinion, is there criminal ramifications for leaking these documents? Because aren't these like legal binding documents?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really sure exactly what the law is. Well, I'm sure it is against the law to leak the information. But the person who, like the reporter, whoever reported it first, it's probably not a crime for them. It's probably a crime for the person in the court who leaked it out. And then again, right now we don't know exactly who it was, and we don't know exactly how it got out. So, you know, there's always that weird element. You know, for instance, years ago when I was in the Secret Service, there was a pretty serious investigation into information about the president's movement leaking out, and it turned out it was just because a Secret Service agent was talking on the phone at home. His wife overheard him, and the next day she was getting her hair cut at the beauty parlor, and she repeated the same thing. And this woman that was in the beauty parlor called a friend of hers who was a reporter and said, "Hey, Bill Clinton is going to be, you know, X, Y, and Z today, and nobody's supposed to know about it." And so it's as simple as that sometimes.
Oh, Jesus. But Gary, do you have any idea who might have leaked this information out?
No, not anything I would hang my hat on. I will tell you that it will probably be somebody who works in the clerk's office, a clerk for one of the judges, one of the more liberal judges. Again, you don't know exactly like how it got out. But my personal opinion, I believe it was orchestrated, absolutely. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they're never going to do an investigation on because they don't really want to, you know, they don't want the information getting out of what it was leaked. Because we know why it was leaked. It was leaked to put pressure on the justices that are interested in overturning on legal terms. You know, there's always been a legal argument that the way it was done was not really the way our constitutional republic is supposed to work. It should have been pushed back to each state, and each state should make that decision. So that's why it was leaked. And if eventually found out it was infiltrated by the White House, I wouldn't be shocked whatsoever.
Oh. Well, real quick, do you have any ideas or thoughts or conspiracy theories on who might have leaked this information, or which clerk from which justice, or just?
Well, no, I don't think it was
a conspiracy. I would say.
Say again?
I think it was a flat out deliberate thing that came straight out of somebody's office. You know, somebody high up. I can't say what group.
But you don't have any particular justice, like Sotomayor or Clarence Thomas or any of the other pickle McCain judges?
No, I'm not going to say anything like that out loud. But yeah, I do have one in mind.
All right. Well, anyways, we're coming on our first break. We have Gary Byrne back on the show. We are Red Hot and Rolling. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Come up, we'll still talk about the swamp in D.C. Take it away, boys.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Peter Scoop Stant with Walter Yerkew and Gary Byrne, retired federal law enforcement officer and author of the book Crisis of Character. Luckily, Gary wrote this, was brave enough to write this book and showed what a piece of work Hillary Clinton really is. Anyways, back to the subject at hand. The leak got out. The Supreme Court, it looks like, is going to overturn Roe v. Wade, as well as another court case with dealing with abortion. And the issue is not the what the Supreme Court has decided or did not decide, but leaks. I mean, if you want to get something out, bring it to Washington, D.C., and tell somebody it came from the White House that works for Politico or the Washington Post, and it will get out there. Gary, what has been – well, you brushed upon the going through your situation dealing with the Clintons.
Right.
Have you seen what other stories or examples of just things just getting leaked out to everybody? Just because people want to be center of attention.
Yeah, I think the first one that was like a real major one, I was a kid, it was during the Vietnam War when they leaked the what were the documents called? The McNamara War documents of the Vietnam War. And they leaked out information. It was actually, they made a movie about it. It was actually printed eventually by the Washington Post, and that was the first time that I remember, and I was a kid then, but I'm pretty sure it was the first time of anything that significant where all this information from the Defense Department and all the mistakes that they were obviously making and the decisions and why they were making them about the Vietnam War and where they readily admitted that in the beginning of the war, they actually realized they probably couldn't win or weren't willing to do what they had to do to win. And that was the first time that like I remember seeing that. And again, like I said, I was just a kid. Through the years, there's always been stuff leaked. Think about with Watergate, once the burglary was discovered and then all the information that leaked out from the White House. At one point, you even had, it turned out that the biggest leaker, nicknamed Deep Throat, was actually an FBI agent who was mad at Nixon because he passed him over from the director spot of the FBI. So, like you said, leaking in Washington, D.C. is more prevalent than in an old wooden boat. So,
you mean it wasn't Forrest Gump?
No, right, but that was funny. Was that not like a great twist in that movie?
Wow. All right. Gary, what would happen in your position if you leaked out things that happened in the White House, either with Clinton or Bush?
Yeah, so when I was working, it was very serious. There were times when, to get on with the Secret Service, you had to take a polygraph test. So, a lot of the test. Then, there's all kinds of opinions about them. But I will tell you, for somebody like me, I'm sure it worked very well because, you know, I wanted to be in the Secret Service. I feel like I'm a pretty honest guy. And so, you know, I passed all that, those examinations, but once in a while something would happen and they would try to put you back on, we call it getting on the box. And a friend of mine that I worked with, an agent, was accused of a theft from Camp David. And anybody that knew him knew he didn't do it. But they were trying so hard to pin it on this guy that eventually they forced him to get back on the box. And he said, never get back on the box. And the reason we say that in the Secret Service is, by the time you've been on a couple of years, because of the type of work we do, because of the protection that we do, you know, we end up doing some, inadvertently doing some things that, you know, be honest, they aren't actually constitutional. In other words, as far as, like, you'll be on a detail and, you know, one time Bill Clinton went to get out of the car on a street in New York and walk along the street and shake hands. And, you know, the Secret Service made us go up. These people were all out in the front of their houses. They made us go up and force these people down to the sidewalk so they couldn't go back into their houses, like, to get a firearm or something. So, you know, that's not constitutional. And so anyway, so they forced this guy to get on the box. And of course he passed. And then later on, they discovered that somebody else who was assigned to Camp David that wasn't in the Secret Service actually took the missing item. And they never apologized to this guy. And they treated him like crap, even though he did nothing wrong. So that's just one example of, you know, stuff getting out. And they would put memos out all the time about it. And like I said, a lot of times it was because, you know, back when I was in there, we all didn't have cell phones. There were very few cell phones. And I think it cost $3 a minute back then to talk on a cell phone. So they weighed about 4 pounds. But anyway, you talked a lot at home. Like, you know, if they called you home, you had to talk, and people with your family might overhear you. And sometimes that's how stuff got out. There was an incident when there was a staff member that worked for Bill Clinton in his first 4 years. She was a travel person, and she was from Arkansas, but she was on the road all the time. And she actually made a major boo-boo one time. And she did the right thing. She resigned immediately. But what she did was, is, just because of her position, and she was working that day with the agent in charge of the president's movement, I think we were actually in Ohio, and she repeated the president's movement over an open radio accidentally. And in other words, she basically blurted out the president's movement that the agent had told her that she was just supposed to keep to herself, so she knew when he was coming. And she repeated it over an open radio. And that's a big deal. And so she, you know, when she realized what she had did, she actually resigned and quit. So, but, it, you know, keeping secrets in Washington is a hard thing to do.
You know, Gary, the way you just said that, the way you just said little synopsis, boy, I could get into that, man. Tell somebody about the president's movements, and when he was coming, man, boy, that's juicy.
Yeah, and you know, the Secret Service and the military spend a king's ransom on encryption, and they always have the latest state of the art, and you know, and they're always, it changes. Oh God, I think it's every 24 hours we change the codes. So anyway, go ahead. You were saying.
Well, just that, you know, talking about a president's movement, either on his feet or on his butt, or a president coming, and we are talking about Clinton here, right?
It wasn't
Monica that talked about the president coming. It was somebody else. So
she may have too. She may have too. Yeah, I think she talked about it later on. So.
Yeah. Well, she didn't have a choice,
no, she didn't.
She's a millionaire now. So, anyway, but no, I didn't want to get off the subject. But the last time that we spoke, when you were on, we talked about the code words for the president and the vice president and so on.
Right.
And is Biden's code name still Cobra?
You know, I don't know what it is. It actually is. They are public, but I don't know what it is. So I don't know what so each family has a letter. And, you know, so if it's Cobra, then I guess everybody's a C, the letter C. Like the Clintons were all E's.
Yeah.
The Bushes were
They wear that letter on their lapel or something, or on their person somewhere?
No, they don't. But it's just a random pick by somebody in the Pentagon who actually, it's not even the Secret Service that generates the name. It's actually the military that does. The military actually does the secure communications for the president. They actually had to, it's all branches of the military, but it's basically the Army. But they have an acronym. They call themselves WACA, White House Communications. And so they control the code names and stuff. And now the ones that don't change are like each cabinet member has a different code name. And
we'll come back. We'll talk about Biden and code names and whatever else is on everybody's mind. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
South Korea says North Korea flight tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch occurred from waters near the eastern port city of Sinpo. Pyongyang has a major shipyard building submarines there. South Korea says the short-range missile flew almost 400 miles, but did not immediately provide details about the submarine that would have been involved in the launch. Ukrainian and Russian officials say all women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the steel plant in Mariupol. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the sprawling complex amid intense Russian attacks. Ukrainian fighters remain holed up in the plant. The Kremlin is still trying to capture it. It's where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. For the fifth straight week, all the major indexes on Wall Street are losers. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me. But I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
First Lady Jill Biden met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. A federal judge in California has tossed out former President Trump's lawsuit seeking to overturn his ban from Twitter. District Judge James Donato said that Trump's claims that Twitter's ban against him violated the First Amendment didn't hold much water, given that the amendment only applies to government and not private companies. Donato said Trump's only hope was if Twitter was operating as the government under a state action doctrine. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching, where law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who left traces of genetic material at crime scenes. It said the legislature did not sign off on protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerkew, and very special guest, good friend Gary Byrne, talking about Secret Service and leaks and abortion. And according to Twitter, we all know how accurate that is. Earlier today, there was a group of people outside of allegedly Chief Justice's John Roberts' house, and people spray painting coat hangers on the in the street and just acting a fool. And the cops do absolutely nothing, even though these people are blocking traffic and just being, you know what. But anyways, Gary, real quick, are you still in touch with anybody from the Secret Service?
Not too much. I mean, once in a while, I talk to somebody. I talk to them on, you know, on the message boards on social media once in a while. So I talked to somebody probably last month. Anyway, yeah.
But anyways, the reason I ask is have they reported like is Biden as bumbling as people think he is, or say he is, or worse?
Well, actually, yeah. So actually, the kind of ideal I have of what's going on there is actually not from the Secret Service. It's actually from just watching the videos of, you know, watch a video of them, turn the sound down. And if you're somebody who has, you know, unfortunately ever had to take care of a close relative who was older, you know, I would tell you that any rumors about him being lost or bumbling or looking mentally disheveled, I would say are absolutely true. You're seeing it. I mean, look at how silly it looked. Just imagine if during a conservative or Republican president's time, if a former president had showed up at the White House like Barack Obama did, and everybody flocked to them, to that person, like they did to a President Obama, and basically moved away from Joe Biden so fast he looked confused. It was like they sucked all the air out of the room. He was walking around. He was confused. He was literally looked like he was mumbling to himself. And, you know, like everybody else, this is very concerning. And you know, a lot of your listeners are probably not old, as old as I am. So I'm just going to remind them that back in the early 80s, when President Reagan was president, in his last term, somebody commented one time that, like, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that he used to go in the back study behind the Oval Office and close his eyes for a half hour. And the Democrats lost their minds. Oh, he's sleeping on the job and blah, blah, blah. Now we have a president that can't even read the teleprompter and nobody says a word.
Right, right, right. And another question, Walter brought up his code name, Secret Service, and Cobra. Is there any truth that the president likes to skinny dip either at the executive mansion or is one of his Delaware homes?
Yeah, so that's always been a problem with him. He ever since he's had protection. So it really came to light when he became vice president, and it became so bad that some of the females on his vice president's detail asked to be removed, and so it is. Private residence in Delaware. He has, a sauna set up in a hot tub, and he would routinely walk around nude and getting out of the hot tub. And you know what? Listen, I'll go down the middle on this. Okay, it's your private residence, but you are the vice president of the United States, and you have to be protected. And you're one of these people who jumps up and down and says, you know, your party says that women can do everything men can do. And that's true. You know, there are good women in Secret Service agents. But you can't parade. And even a guy does not want to see, a grown man, any man walking around his house with his junk hanging out. And, yes, he did it a lot. He did it a lot. I assume he still does it. I don't know if it's ever been a problem at the White House, but I know at his private residence, it's been a huge big deal.
Well, now he wears a diaper, so that covers it.
Well, that may be true, absolutely, and that's disturbing in itself. So.
Yeah. No, you can see. I mean, you know, nothing against people that have to wear, you know, adult briefs, but you know, you could see it when he's walking. You know, he's walking funny. He's got a dump in
his pants. Here's a little secret. Not a secret, but this is pure speculation on my part. You know, again, I mentioned that over the years I've taken care of quite a few older relatives, and as some of them start having problems with memory and dementia, you know, they doctors always try a series of these medications. Now, generally speaking, for my relatives, the medicine probably worked a little bit, but one of the horrendous side effects was diarrhea. And so when you take that information and you realize that President Biden has clearly got some issues with this, with dementia, and then you put that together with the story when he was in Rome and he supposedly had an accident when he was at the Vatican, you know, it all kind of fits together. If he really does have these problems and he is taking these medicines, and you can see times where he seems to be functioning a little bit better than other times. Mm-hmm. But the truth was, Joe Biden was a goofball to start with. At his best, I'm telling you, he was just an arrogant kind of bully type guy. I was around him many times.
I think he just used his law degree. And his political pull, you know, just to be a bully and get what he wants, you know. Yeah. And you know, personally, I think he's a freaking pervert.
Too many pictures,
too many videos of him touching kids and just you know, it's just disgusting the way he handles himself and the way he handles young adults. Yeah.
Yeah, listen, if you take any one of those videos, and I know exactly what you're talking about, because one of those videos I was actually there for, physically there for, but if you take any one of those videos and you replace Joe Biden with, like, the principal of a junior high, and you showed that to the police, they would do an investigation. But because Joe Biden, you know, they just, oh, well, you know, that's Uncle Joe, but it's not acceptable.
It's just disgusting, and you know, it's an embarrassment to have this man as a president.
No, you're right. It is bizarre, and I can't believe that's where we are. Yeah.
You know. Still, I'm an American citizen. I'm a patriot. Would I take a bullet for him? Probably. You know, absolutely. But
yeah,
you know,
I get that.
It's just horrible that you know, he's turning into, you know, something worse than he was, you know, 2 years ago. You know, he'd come out of the helicopter or the airplane, he'd be waving to the cornfields, you know, and they'd go misread the teleprompter. So, you know, it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, don't forget, this is a guy that in the 80s had to leave two presidential campaigns. Twice he was running for the Democratic nomination, and he had to leave because they caught him lying, and he also found out he plagiarized a lot of his education papers, and he lied about his law degree, and all of a sudden it's okay, he can run, and because the mainstream media just they don't push it, they don't care, you know. Let a conservative trip over the edge of a curb, and you know they want to have a mental evaluation. But this guy cracks like a duck on TV, and nobody says a word.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. I don't even watch him anymore.
No.
I didn't watch him a lot. You don't have to watch the guy a lot. We'll see the guy a lot. When I see him on, I turn it off. You know. I turn on, you know, Woody Woodpecker. It makes more sense to me.
Yeah. it's very accurate. Yeah,
it's aggravating. Right. And just to add my 1 cent, my father knows a member of the Secret Service. I'm not gonna say his name, but he was on the Biden detail, and Biden was working late. He wanted a pizza. So he called a pizza place and has a pizza delivered. I don't know if it was the White House or the Executive Mansion, and the Secret Service was like, you can't have somebody deliver pizza here. If you want a right. pizza, we will go out and get it for you. But just
right.
that's this was this is during Barack Obama's presidency, not recently. So anyway, that's what we're working with. So good.
Yeah,
I mean, we're
yeah we ran into some problems like that too with the Clintons, and we did exactly what you just said. The Secret Service went to him and said, listen, if you want pizza, just tell us what you want, where you want it from. We'll get it. And we can get it faster than Domino's. So.
Outstanding. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about a real political family, people that really love America, and so on and so forth. Stay tuned, folks. You don't want to miss it. Scoop with Walter and Gary Byrne. We'll be right back.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is Scoop with Walt and Gary Byrne. I was worried Walter wouldn't get a word in edgewise, but he's doing a hell of a job. Anyways, when I was talking to Gary earlier this week, he mentioned that he has a Rudy Giuliani story. I was like, how many people do I know have had interactions with Rudy Giuliani? I used to work for the mayor. I met him a couple times. He was on our show with his son, Andrew Giuliani, who is a fill-in guest host. Gary, tell us your story, your experience with Mayor Giuliani.
Yeah, so this is 2016. You know, the election is happening, and I write my first book, Christ as a Character, and it's doing very well. And so one of the people that first interviewed me when the book came out, you know, of course, a lot of people saw me on Sean Hannity. And then I think that same morning I interviewed with XM's satellite. What's his name? He worked for President Trump for. No, the partner. The guy who, it'll come to me in a minute, his name. But anyway, this guy interviewed me, and we gave him a copy of the book. And then a short time, a couple weeks later, he actually goes to work for President Trump. And so they know about my book and everything. And so we get an invitation from the Republican Party. They ask us if we from President Trump's campaign on the week of the Democratic convention, which was in Philadelphia. They were doing like a counter event, and as the President Trump's campaign was, and they did it at this boxing ring in Philadelphia. And it's a pretty famous place where they do a lot of professional and amateur boxing. Anyway, they had a ring set up.
Gary, real quick, is it the Alhambra Arena?
Yes.
The reason I bring it up, the Alhambra Arena on Rainy Street used to be the ECW Arena. So I'm very familiar with that place. Yeah, but anyways, that's enough about my hijinks. All right, sorry, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's fine. So you know, they contacted us, and my co-writer, Grant Schmidt, said, hey, they want you to do this thing. I said, what is it they want us to do? He says, I don't know. I think they just want us to come to this event and, like, you know, be seen, and you can walk around. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know. So we get there, and they sent a car to pick me up. And that was very nice. And we get there, and I meet what's his name? Spencer, who worked for President Trump. Oh, God. Sean Spicer. I'm sorry. So Sean Spicer was running this thing. And, you know, he was just Sean Spicer, the guy that was working for Trump. He wasn't Sean Spicer, the White House spokesman, like he ended up being for a while. Anyway, very nice guy. You know, he meets me at the door. He's treating me like a rock star. It was really nice. He's being saying all these nice things. And so, you know, a little while later, I see these other kind of important looking people, couple young men, you know, a little younger than me, and this woman. And so they come over and they introduce themselves to me, and you know, they say how nice it is to meet me. And one is the Attorney General from Arkansas. And the other one is an attorney general from Utah. And the woman, I forget exactly who she was, and very important people, and I recognized them. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, Rudy Giuliani walks in. And, you know, he comes over, and he's treating me like a rock star, shaking my hand. I read your book. He said, I read your book. He said, God, you know, he's saying all these nice things about me, you know, and I thanked him. And so, after a couple of minutes, I lean over to Grant, and I go, Grant, what did we volunteer for me to do? What am I doing here? Like, something's not right here. So this young girl comes over, and she goes, Mr. Burns, do you want to go over the speech? I'm like, speech? What speech? So she hands me this piece of paper. I'm supposed to give a speech. Everybody there is going to give a speech about, you know, something negative about the Clintons and their experience with Hillary and that's why I'm there. And we never realized it. And I'm in between I have to speak in between the Attorney General from Arkansas and Rudy Giuliani. I thought I was going to pass out. I looked at Grant. I'm like, dude, we messed up. This is a mistake. I said, I'm not this kind of, and you know, and I was still kind of finding my way when it came to giving speeches, you know. And so we get up on the stage, and like, I guess Giuliani took one look at me. He's like, this poor kid's going to wet his pants, you know? So, and he was really nice. He's like, oh, this is going to be fine. Just go out there and tell your story, you know? And I did. And it was really great. And before it was, you know, when it was over, we all walked around the ring, got into the boxing ring, we took pictures, the press asked us questions. And before he left, like, he was walking around, he came over, he found me, he thanked me again for writing the book, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Oh, that's outstanding.
It was great. And one of the things that struck me was, is like, I kind of feel like he's one of those guys where he can adapt to any situation. Because, you know, when I saw him walk in the door, the first thing I thought of was his actions on 9/11. And him, you know, walking out of those buildings covered in dust, and he went to all those firemen and policemen's funerals, and you know, I have a lot of admiration for him and respect. So it was a great day for us.
Outstanding. And you know what? Rudy Giuliani is full of piss and vinegar. And his son, Andrew, is full of more piss and vinegar than the old man.
And yeah, you know that's what? Great.
And you know what? Rudy's had some, you know, his issues, his marriages fell apart and they've been public. And, you know, at first, his, he had falling out with both his kids and his son, reunited his father. But just, you know, just talking to Andrew, he could not be more nicer, because he doesn't know us from a hill of beans. He comes on our show, and then he comes on our show a second time as a panelist. And he really didn't know what was going on, because two cops got shot up in Harlem. Is me, Walter, our buddy Sean Bergen, and then Andrew. I said, I want a politician who's not a politician. And he did great and was enjoyable. And then I knew that Walter was sick with COVID, and he never got the vaccine, lucky for him. And I said, hey, I want Andrew to co-host. He came out and killed it. He did so That's good. Great. I said, man, I need to step on my game, or it's going to be 7-5 Radio with Walt and Andrew. But anyways, I mean, Andrew couldn't be nicer. His campaign manager is the daughter of that was Rudy's campaign manager. Name's Heather. Peter Powers was the Rudy's campaign manager, and then the first deputy mayor. But just overall. And then when Andrew co-hosted, he said, can I bring somebody on? I'm like, sure, probably the wife, the baby girl, whatever. He brings on the old man. I was like, holy crap. But then at the end, I said, thank you, Mr. Giuliani and Mr. Giuliani. But anyways, Gary, we got a couple minutes left. I know I hogged the air. I got to give Walter his spotlight. You got anything you want to add? Where can people reach you, contact you, find out more about you?
Yeah, so both my books, Crisis of Character and Secrets of the Secret Service, are still on sale in bookstores and probably on Amazon. And you can find me on Twitter at author Gary James Byrne. I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Facebook. I have two pages, a personal one and a book page. You can contact me on either one. And I'm on Instagram at Gary James Byrne. And thank you so much again for having me on.
Gary, it's our pleasure. I mean, the joke around here is that once you come on as a guest, you never leave. I've been with the show The Precedes Are for 16 years. We've been on syndicated on Liberty News Radio for 10 years. I've been doing the show with Mr. Yerkew, who appeared on the political festival, which is on before us, 4 years ago. And he's still here, and we don't see ourselves going anywhere anytime soon unless we get a big contract with WABC. Not. But anyways, it's an absolute pleasure having you on. Anyways, Walt, real quick, do you have anything to add? My apologies for hogging the airtime again.
No. It's all good. These code names, you know, really really fascinate me.
Yes.
You know, I think I know what the undercover code name for Kamala Chameleon is, but I'd like to know what the Washington version is. You know, who came up with a code name for her?
Yeah, can I tell you a quick funny story about code names?
Please.
Yeah.
Do I have time?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so President George W. Bush, you know, he had two daughters, Jenna they had a reputation when they were real young of underage drinking, and their unofficial code name was Gin and Tonic. So,
and W's name was what? Coca-Cola?
No, but that is that's funny. too funny.
Coca-Cola.
but you know, Gary,
the things you can do and still become president—it's unbelievable.
Jeez, yeah,
the things you can do and still become president. Real quick, Joe Biden, is he like the only unemployed person that ever became president?
Yeah, I think so. Now that you mention it, absolutely. I think he is. I can't think of anybody else like in recent times, anyway.
Yeah, I can't think of any. Everybody was, you know, a senator or a governor or, you know, somebody was somebody.
He was
unemployed for 4 years.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
All righty.
All right, gentlemen, you know what that means. But anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton, and for Gary Byrne, remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Gary, we're going to have you back hopefully sooner than later. So long, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.